Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to West Valley League varsity boys action between your Amity Warriors and the Willamina Bulldogs. Warriors come into this ranked 10th in the state, Bulldogs 22nd in the state, but we'll talk about the Bulldogs a little bit more in a minute. They are probably the most neurotic or bipolar team there is out there when you look at their record this year. Basically a 500 team with wins against some really good teams and some really bad losses in there as well. Warriors, on the other hand, come into this game actually playing some really good basketball last couple nights out. Lost on Monday to Dayton at Dayton, 66-60. That was a two-point game, and the Warriors had the ball inside of the last minute and just could not close out a tough Dayton team ranked number two in the state on their home floor. But the Warriors tonight are not going to be the Warriors you saw that night. Kodiak Yeager, sick, not in school today, out. And you know what a competitor he is, so you know he's pretty sick, because that's a kid that loves the competitiveness of basketball, leaves his all on the floor every night out. And for him to not be at school on a day when they've got a game means he is really under the weather. Also not playing tonight. If that wasn't enough, Tommy Jackson's going to be out. Jackson took a hard fall Monday night against Dayton, got undercut, knocked to the ground pretty hard. And he's dealing with some low back pain. He's in street clothes tonight. So the Warriors missing two of their three big guys inside in Jackson and Yeager. Yeager, their most potent offensive weapon in the low and mid post, will be without him tonight. Also their best rebounder on their team and their best post defender. So starting in the place of Kodiak tonight, Josh Wart, a 6'4" freshman. So there'll be a lot asked of Josh tonight to make up for the loss of not only Kodiak, but also Tommy Jackson. That means he's got to stay out of foul trouble. He needs to do a great job of rebounding down low and playing defense, but being smart about it. And offensively, he needs to be a weapon out there, especially in that low and mid post. Let's talk a little bit about Willamina. The Bulldogs come into this with a 7-5 record. And I think they're 7-6. I think they lost to Horizon Christian as well. It's not reflected on this schedule that I'm looking at here. See if I can pull that up, find that for you. But they are a schizophrenic team. They have some interesting losses to their account. They have losses against Regis, 2A school. Lost to them by 15 points. They lost to Salem Academy by 17 points. They lost to Gaston, another 2A school, by 5 at Gaston. Then they've lost 3 games in a row in league. They lost to Westside Christian just by 4 points. They came back, lost at Santiam Christian by 5. And they lost to Horizon Christian by 7. Now, those might be 3 losses in a row, but Santiam Christian and Horizon Christian are very solid teams. Santiam Christian ranked number 3 in the state, and they dismantled the Warriors last week in the second half, last 12, 13 minutes of the game down at Santiam Christian, and that was a 5-point game. And then Horizon Christian's ranks number 5 in the state in 3A, and that was a 5-point game with Willamina also on Monday. So what you see in these numbers that are reflected is Willamina is a good defensive team, and that starts with Bruckner, and who's number 20, and number 5, Brad Milton. These two guys are outstanding athletes. If you had a chance to listen to our football broadcast or be at the Willamina football game this year, Milton played quarterback for him, Bruckner, one of their receivers, and they are quite the 1-2 punch on the football field and on the basketball floor. Just outstanding athletes. They're not as good of basketball players as they are football players in terms of skill level. However, in terms of athletic IQ, athleticism in general, intensity, the competitiveness they're going to play with, and that they're going to buckle down and go after it defensively, we're going to have our hands full with those two on both ends of the floor. Also starting for Willamina tonight, besides those two, will be number 1, True Gibbons, who's a 5'8 senior. Milton goes 6'1, Bruckner 5'10. They'll also start number 21, Abel Vanasek, a 6'2 senior, and number 43, a 6'2 senior, Haven Collins. So they're running 4 seniors and a junior out there on the floor, so quite a bit of experience as well. They've also got some size coming off the bench. Tanner Ostott, 6'4", and Jackson Schoenbachler is 6'5", a senior and a junior, respectively. respectively. We'll get that right. For the Warriors, the only difference between the normal one tonight is Josh Wart starting for the sick. Kodiak Jaeger, Sam White, Zach Blake, Jason Nelson, and Tyler Parr round out that starting five. And so the bench is going to be tested tonight. We're going to see what the Warriors' rotation looks like here when Josh needs a break. We're going to hope he stays out of foul trouble, but when he needs to come out of the game, what do the Warriors do? They go small? Do they go Brian Hatch and go really small and quick? Joe McNulty off the bench as a guard, but really, without Jackson or Wart coming off the bench, the Warriors' bench is very, very thin tonight in the front court. All right, we've got 8 minutes on the clock. The Warriors are being introduced right now. We're going to have we'll be ready to go as soon as that goes. So, again, the key tonight for the Warriors is going to be dealing with the lack of depth up front. Josh Wart needs to play a good game, stay out of foul trouble. And you're going to have some outstanding play by the guards tonight. They're going to have to really control this game and make Josh's life easy. And of course, the glue guy for the Warriors, Jason Nelson, who just really makes everything click for them on both ends of the floor. Didn't score a lot of points over at Dayton. I think he only had 2 points in that game. But he does so many things on both ends of the floor to make it a competitive atmosphere out there for the Warriors. So Willamina, not a big team, but they're going to be a little deeper than the Warriors tonight with experience. Jumping center for Willamina will be number 43, Haven Collins, 6'2" senior. I'm going to say he's not 6'2". I'm going to put him at 6'1" as he stands next to Josh Wart, who is right at about 6'4". Warriors in their home white jerseys with royal and gray trim and royal numbers. Willamina in their traveling black with orange trim and white numbers. And we're ready to go. The ball's up, and tap is won by Willamina. Not a very good toss there by the official. Playing the point guard for him tonight, Ian Bruckner gets it to Gibbons. Gibbons drives, jump stop from 10 feet, misses badly. Parr with the rebound. Parr pushes up the middle of the floor, kicks it over to White on the left wing. White back out to the left angle, extended. That's Blake for three, no good. Inside, Wart bang in, Wart with the rebound. Wart bounce pass out to Parr. Parr drives, kicks it out to Blake, top of the key, fakes the three, drives, ball knocked away, gets it back. Little pump fake inside, spins back, kicks it to White, and they reset the offense. White with it, out top. Coach Nelson calls out the play, wants to go corner here. Goes to Blake in the corner. He dribbles out to the top, step back, three-point line, swings it to Nelson on the right side. Nelson comes back, top of the key, extended now with it. Works off a high screen by Parr, leaves it for Blake. Blake, good defense here by Willamina. Swings it over to Parr. Parr, little drive inside, still going, kicks it to Nelson in the left corner. Warriors patient here. Now Nelson with the drive all the way to the basket, leaves it for Wart. It's blocked away. I'm not sure who got a hand on that. It might have been Collins. And the Warriors come away empty on their first trip down after running about 35 seconds off the clock. Gibbons swings it to Collins, popping out top of the key. Over to, now down low to Bruckner on the left side. Bruckner turns a little jump hook, and he knocks it down. Bruckner with the first points of the game. Excuse me, I think that was Vanacek down there on that right side, number 21. There's a missed jumper at the other end, up and over the backboard by Parr. Vanacek with a basket there on that low block. Couldn't see his number, had his side to me there. Couldn't see front or back. Warriors down 2-0, minute and a half gone here in the first quarter. Bruckner brings it up the left side, running the point for him. Swings it out to Milton, top of the key, 21-footer, good. Just like that, it's a 5-0 lead, and the Warriors are going to have to extend on Milton. Blake comes across top of the key, draws a blocking foul against Gibbons. First foul of the game on either team. Here the PA announcer, John Stearns, in the background here, doing a great job as always. Ron Huber on the clock. There's a steal on the inbounds. Vanacek takes it in and lays it in. Poor passing by the Warriors on the inbound. They're down 7-0 here early. Good crowd on hand tonight. Warriors playing shorthanded and right now a little out of sync on the offensive end. White shuffle pass to Wart. Wart lays it up and in. Didn't get it on the glass. Kind of finger rolled it up there and it bounced around and dropped in for Josh Wart. The Warriors are on the board down 7-2. Milton with it on the left wing. Blake up on him tight. Takes away the right hand. Makes him go a little left now. Milton goes to the corner. Puts up a three from there. Short. Wart high for the rebound. Outlet pass to Sam White up the left side. White loses it, gets it back, leaves it for Nelson. Fakes the three, starts to drive, now hands to Blake in the left corner. Blake goes baseline, comes out the other side, misses the reverse. Wart puts it up and in on the offensive putback. Josh Wart with his second rebound of the game and his fourth point. Coming up on the five-minute mark here in the first quarter, Warriors down 7-4. Warriors playing man-to-man. Vanacek misses the three out top, and is chased down by Bruckner in the right corner, and Jason Nelson picks up a blocking foul as he tries to cut him off from coming out of the corner. So it'll be the first foul against the Warriors. 7-4, Willamina, 5:03 left to go, first quarter. They get it into Milton. Milton leaves it for Bruckner out top. He gets the play call from the head coach on the sideline, Cliff Tony. Bruckner drives left, pulls up at the foul line, swings it to Vanacek, over to Gibbons, now to Milton cutting. Milton lays up at the left hand, no good. Good defense there by the Warriors to affect Milton's shot in traffic. Blake pulls up, left angle three, good, and we're all tied up. Never worry, folks. Warriors down seven, now it's tied up. In about a minute and a half, they run off seven straight. Couple of baskets by Josh Wart inside, and then a three-pointer by Zach Blake, and it's all knotted up at seven here. Gibbons pulls up, takes a three, no good. Wart tips the ball, and it's knocked out of his hand and out of bounds. Team rebound for the Warriors. Wart thought it was out off of him. He didn't realize somebody else tipped it out of his hand, I guess. So he's happy about that as he jogs back up the floor. Parr will bring it up. Swings it to White, left side, goes down low to Wart. Wart works down the baseline, kicks it back out to White in the left corner. Now to Parr. Parr looking inside, fakes the pass, finds Nelson cutting. Nelson traveled, babbled the ball, just couldn't get a handle on it. And Parr gave him a chest pass on the cut. If he'd given a bounce pass, I think Jason could have handled that a little bit better. Coming up on the halfway mark of the first quarter, all knotted up at seven here in Amity, Warriors and Bulldogs. Tied up. Milton on the right wing swings it. They go left side to Gibbons. Now he goes down low to Collins. Collins squares up on Wart. Drives right. Kicks it out. They swing it over to the right corner. Now to Milton. Milton drives baseline. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out. Vanacek free throw line jumper. No good. Milton tips it inside. White comes down with it. White pushes hard up the right side. Slows it up at the three-point line. Now hesitates. Goes baseline. And he is fouled on the drive. I think that's going to be on Vanacek. If so, that'll be second team foul and his first foul. Into the game for the Bulldogs, number 2, Nick Colton, and number 51, Tanner Onstott. Onstott's a big body in there, just a load around the basket. List him at 6'4", probably weighs in at about 240 pounds or so. Blake with it, right wing, backs it out past the Warrior head 5 feet, now breaks down. Going against Bruckner, gives it in the corner to White. Sets a screen for him. White pulls up, 23-footer, no good. Crashing the boards inside. Wart tips it out of bounds. 3:25 left to go, first quarter. 7-7 here from Amity High School in the newly remodeled Amity High School gymnasium. Added about 200 seats to the east end of the gymnasium. And it's nice and bright and large in here. Going to continue to do a little remodeling to the high school this next summer. It's going to look great, folks. Get a chance to come out and watch a game here. It is a great experience. Home court like few other home courts in 3A basketball. Willamina with the ball. Milton out top. Swings it over to Gibbons on the right wing. Fakes White. Drives left. Gets in the lane. Tough off-balance shot. Wart with another rebound. His third one of the game. Gets it to Blake up the left side. Blake pulls up. Three-pointer. No good. Inside Nelson tips it and chased down by Onstott. Onstott with a nice double pivot there against air. There was nobody anywhere near him. He didn't know that, though. There's a drive inside by Colton, and he is fouled on the drive. Caught the Warriors a little flat-footed on the defense. Joe McNulty going to come into the game for the Warriors here. Second team foul on the Warriors. First on Tyler Parr. 2:41 left to go, first quarter. Colton rattles the cage on the first one and gets it to fall. Colton, 6'1" junior. So Parr out, McNulty in. The Warriors get maybe a little bit more ball handling on the perimeter. Second one good by Colton, and we have a 9-7 Willamina lead here. Coming up on the 2.5-minute point, Blake 15-footer right side, no good. White with a nice rebound, leaves it for Wart. Wart turns, kicks it out to McNulty, and they'll reset the offense. McNulty, left of the key, drives, jump stop, throws it to nobody, trying to get it to Nelson, threw it behind him as Nelson was fading to the corner. McNulty left it out on the wing. All right, we're going to have a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick break also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Amity trailing Willamina 9-7 with 2:23 left to go in the first quarter. Willamina basketball after the turnover on the Warriors. Ball in the hands of Bruckner on the right side, goes down low. The reverse lay-in by Onstott, and he is fouled by Wart. The third team foul on the Warriors. And the first foul on Wart. So that'll put Onstott to the line. He'll shoot two. First one is up and good. Good looking foul shot there from Onstott. Cleanly snapping the twine. So a game of runs so far. Willamina started with a 7-0 run to get the game open. Warriors came back on their own 7-0 run, and now three straight by Willamina. Onstott misses the second. Wart with another rebound. Nelson, foul line, kicks out to McNulty, fakes the three. Now hands to White. White, top of the key, behind the back dribble. He'll back it out to the center circle. Man-to-man defense for Willamina here. Swings it left side to Wart. Wart down on the baseline to Blake. Blake, quite a shot maker and creator, steps back and hits the 18-footer. Zach Blake with 5 points in the game, and the Warriors back within one. Just a nice little jab step, steps back, rocked onto his back foot, knocked down the jumper. Nice and clean. Blake's a nice-looking ball player. I know he'd like to play at college somewhere next year. Not sure if he's got any plans on that for sure yet or not. Milton puts up a right-side three, no good. McNulty pulls down the rebound. McNulty leaves it for Nelson on the right wing. Nelson with a drive, pulls up at the foul line. No good, gets his own rebound. In traffic, ball knocked loose, still loose, and pulled up by Gibbons. And then Blake steals it in the open court. Blake at the top of the other key, got a hand in there, knocked it away. White drives right side, steps through, hands it to Wart. They're going to call him for a travel, drug his pivot foot. Sammy not happy about that, but kind of extended that step out and may have drugged that toe. The referee had a good look at that one. Other than that, nice play by Sammy. It was the right idea. Got some penetration, a little wraparound left-hand pass to leave it for Wart. Would have been an easy basket. Out on top with it now. They swing it to Gibbons on the right side. Gibbons dribbles back towards the top of the key. Now dribbles with the right hand into traffic. Leaves it out in the corner for Milton. Milton out on top. They swing it left side. Bruckner misses the three. Wart with his fifth rebound here in the first quarter. McNulty pushes ahead to Nelson. Nelson, right corner, drives, gets fouled, and he'll go to the line. Or no, they're going to say out of bounds before the shot. It's going to be on Bruckner. That's the third team foul. That's his first. Coach Nelson begging for a shooting foul. Vanasek back into the game. He'll get Bruckner a break. That was a nice drive by Nelson. Official would have none of the fact that it was a continuation, though. They get it into Wart down low, lays it up and in. Nice pass by Sam White. He had the little look away there and drew the defense's eyes away from Josh Wart, who was cutting behind his man down the left side. There's Gibbons losing the ball inside. White with the rebound. White pushes the bounce pass ahead to Blake. Blake gets it under control in the lane, misses. Wart with the rebound, puts it up. He's fouled. Josh Wart with another rebound. And we talked about the importance of Josh Wart picking up the slack of Kodiak Yeager and Tommy Jackson not being in the lineup tonight, either one of them. Wart will go to the line to shoot two. That's the first foul against Milton, fourth team foul on the Bulldogs. Wart, nice-looking foul shot. Puts it through clean. Nelson out and Parr back into the game for the Warriors. Warriors up 12-10 right now. Wart a chance to extend that to three. Big 6'4", freshman, who's pretty well filled out. Misses that one, and the rebound pulled out of there by Onstott. Gibbons with it as he brings it across half court. White picks him up there. Gibbons works right, gives it to Milton. Milton drives off, pulls up at the foul line, and buries that one. A nice little curl there and got it right before the end of the first quarter. The nice curl by Milton, caught the ball on the right angle at the three-point line, drove hard with the left hand, curled around. The defense was slow in getting back to him, got to the foul line, pulled up before Wart could close on him. And so at the end of one, we have ourselves a 12-12 game here at Amity High School. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School. Start of the second quarter, Warriors and Bulldogs of Willamina tied up at 12. Bulldogs jumped out 7-0. Warriors came back to tie it at 7. Bulldogs got the next three. Warriors scored the next five. And then the Bulldogs got the jumper from Milton at the end of the first quarter to tie it up. Ward on the left wing starts to drive, backs it out to White on the left angle. White swings it over to McNulty on the right side. Back to White. Play a little catch out top here. White starts to drive. Backs up now. Swings it over to McNulty. Down in the right corner to Wart. Wart, jab step, drives, goes all the way with the left hand up and in. Josh Wart with a little bit of an off balance left hand, but he got it up on the glass. That was a good take right into the chest of Onstott. Wart leading all scores with 9 in the game and 6 rebounds. Jumper by Gibbons, good for 3 from the right angle. Warriors back down, 15-14 now. Baseline, Sam White in the right corner. Back out to McNulty. And there's a bad pass. Gibbons gets a hand on it. Blake knocks it out of bounds. Neither official saw it. Blake pointing to Amity. Should be Willamina ball. And that's what they're going to say. Willamina basketball, and that's the right call. Zach do it. He was just trying to lobby a little bit for Warrior basketball. Sammy out and Jason back into the game for the Warriors. Here early in the second quarter, Warriors down one. Gibbons swings it left side. There's a drive by Colton, gets all the way in, misses the shot. Blake, good defense there by Tyler Parr. Blake with the rebound, brings it up himself at the Warrior head on the right end, pulls up at the foul or at the three-point line, misses that one. Milton with the rebound. Milton ahead to Gibbons on the left side. Gibbons pushes Blake to the floor, blocking foul on Zach Blake. Blake got in front of him. Gibbons pushed off. He doesn't like that call at all, but gets an explanation from the official. That's his first foul, fourth team foul on the Warriors. And coming into the game for the Warriors, number 5, Michael Duncan, 5'9", junior. He was a kicker for the football team. And I'll tell you what I know about Michael Duncan. This boy can shoot. If you give him an open look, he can shoot. But he's going to stay on the floor. If he's going to stay on the floor, it's going to be because he plays defense. He's on Colton right now. Colton on the right wing. Swings it out on top to Vanisek. Swings it left side to Milton. Milton looking for a cutter. Not there. Goes down low to Onstott. He turns. Kicks it back out. They swing it back all the way around to Milton for a 22-footer left angle. No good. Nelson with a rebound on the baseline. Throws it ahead to Zach. Zach can't get to it. Nelson led him to the basket, and that ball had the wrong spin on it. When it hit the floor, it kicked forward on Zach, and he couldn't get to it. Sammy White's going to come back in the game. Not yet, though. Didn't get there soon enough. Gibbons up the left side to Milton. Milton working on Blake. Now out on top to Onstott. Right side, Gibbons. Gibbons looking for a popping out. Vanisek, top of the key, swings it left side to Milton. Down low to Onstott. Turns. Wants to go right. Comes back to the left. Lays it up and in. That was a nice move by Tanner Onstott. Not much arch on that, but he got it just over the rim and onto the backboard. Blake and Nelson play catch out top with it. Blake, left angle, goes down low to Zach, or to Josh, turns into traffic, draws contact, they'll go to the line. He spun back into traffic. He needed to fake to his left, spin back to his right shoulder, and go up the left hand, but he committed to going to that left shoulder in the right hand. There were two black jerseys there to help Onstott, and luckily, he picks up a foul on Vanisek in that, because Josh did not make a good decision that time down the floor. Warriors are down three. Wart to the line. Makes the first one. Wart with 10 in the game, leading all scorers. In fact, nobody else has more than 5 in this game. One more for Wart. This one is... bangs it around and gets it to drop in. 17-16, Willamina with the lead. I'm missing a 3 for them. I'm going to have to find that and see who made that. I think, though, it was Milton. Got a foul down low. Onstott fouled as they dump the ball into him. It's going to be on Wart. That's his second. That's going to get Josh out of the game. I know Scott would have liked to have played him 32 minutes tonight.
Onstott shooting 2.
Are they going to? Yep, that's the second on Wart. I thought they had him up there for 1. But then the board changed, gave him his second one. First one for Onstott. Good. He's got 3 points in the game. Or 4 points now. Blake in, Wart out. So now Tyler Parr going to be asked to guard Tanner Onstott down low, or the Warriors are going to go to a zone, one of the two. Wouldn't surprise you to see the Warriors go to a 1-3-1 zone here, but I think they're manned up. Onstott misses the second one. Nelson high for the board. Head to Blake. Blake up the right side, crosses, swings it down on the right corner to Duncan, back out to Blake. Blake swings it to Nelson on the left angle. Nelson drives, bounce pass to Parr, down low, holds position, is hammered, no call there. Onstott fouled him and got away with it. They're going to call it a block shot in the official stat books there. Milton, left corner, D'd up hard by Nelson, goes on top to Onstott. They give him the look and he buries the three. Tanner Onstott carrying the offensive load. Oh, no, that was Collins into the game. Excuse me, not Onstott. Nelson on the baseline pulls up and knocks down the jumper. Jason Nelson with his first basket. So I got to change that. That was Haven Collins in the game. I didn't see him come in. Saw the big body out there shooting and thought it was Onstott. Onstott now with the ball at the top of the key. Swings it left side to Milton. 21-18, Willamina right now. Collins down low. Nelson on him. Starts to drive. Blake knocks it away. White comes up with it. Steal by Zach Blake on that. White will take it all the way in with the left hand. No good. And Collins with the rebound. Collins ahead to Milton. Milton pushing the ball quickly to the middle of the floor. Now he slows up. Hands it off to Colton. Colton back to Milton on the right side. Now out on top. They swing it left side. Gibbons for 3. Good. Second one for Gibbons. He's got 6. And a 6-point Willamina lead. Blake, top of the key to White. White backs it way out. Man-to-man defense here for Willamina. White drives, gets bumped, no call. Out to Nelson, 3-point attempt, looks good. No good, just a little short. Milton with the ball, and he travels. Nice defense by Sam White. Interfering with Milton's footwork there as he went for the ball. Milton lost his balance. Couldn't put it on the floor because White was there and ended up dragging his pivot foot. 4:10 left to go, second quarter, 24-18, Willamina. Warrior basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. They go to Duncan in the left corner. Duncan out on top to Blake. Blake drives left, pulls up in there, off balance, no good. A couple of tips in there, and the ball pulled out of there by number 20, Ian Bruckner. Bruckner up the middle of the floor, kicks it left side to Colton. Colton starts to drive, picks up his dribble, out to Gibbons. They go down low to Collins. Collins with a quick spin, nothing there. Goes baseline out to Milton on top for 3, no good. Rebound by Michael Duncan. There's a quick pass ahead from Nelson to Blake. Blake pulls up, and he is hammered to the floor, and no call. Blake still down as Milton went through Blake. And this crowd is not going to like this at all. Blake, the shot got blocked by Gibbons, or by Collins, but he followed through and took Blake out completely on the floor. Unbelievable that that was not a foul call. Blake just now on his feet walking back up the floor. And I am shocked that Coach Nelson didn't get a technical on that. No call. Absolutely atrocious call as Collins, after hitting the ball, just plowed through Blake before he came down to the ground. And Blake talking with the official right now saying, yeah, he got ball, and then he got me. He got ball first, but then he took me out. Colton misses the first one. Blake out. And Brian Hatch in. Second one good for Colton. A couple of subs in. Vanasek and number 12, Kyle Baczynski, into the game for the first time. That kid might be a relative of yours, right, Ainer? That might be one of your boys? Grandson? Yeah, Ainer Buzinski sitting next to me in the stands here watching one of his grandchildren play in a Wilhelmina jersey, of all things. That must be hard to watch a little bit. Duncan with the ball out top. And, of course, Jerry Buzinski, Ainer's son, is athletic director out there. Tyler Parr with a right angle three. No good there. Ball tipped by Duncan. Parr can't get to it. Out of bounds off of Buzinski and out of bounds. So Warriors down 25-18 here. 3:05 left to go, second quarter. Brian Hatch on the floor with Michael Duncan, Sam White, Tyler Parr, and Jason Nelson. White will drive, goes into traffic, leaves it for Parr. Parr fouled, scores, and it's good. They're going to count it. Nice job by Tyler Parr to finish off that. I wasn't sure they were going to give him continuation on that, but they did. So big basket. Nice pass by Sam White, showing that he can be a playmaker in traffic there. Got in deep, wrapped that pass around to Parr when he drew the two defenders to him. So Parr will shoot one. The Warriors too slow getting back, so they won't have an offensive rebounder here. Parr buries it, so it doesn't matter. Tyler with his first 3 points of the game. The Warriors back within four as we come under the three-minute mark in the first half. Bruckner swings it over to Colton, now on top. They swing it left side. Buzinski with it. Back to Bruckner. Bruckner swings it right side. Stolen by Michael Duncan. Duncan in the open floor. Takes it in. Lays it up. Got pushed from behind by Bruckner and missed the shot. I think he just lost it on the way up. Bruckner might have had a hand on him, but nothing there. Steal at the other end by Parr. Bruckner's pass is too high for Buzinski. Parr bounce pass to Duncan. Duncan short 18-footer. No good. Just off the back rim there. And the rebound pulled down by Vanacek. Quick up and back there. Turnovers on both teams and a missed shot. Michael Duncan missing a couple of shots there. Two good looks for him. But his first real varsity action here in meaningful minutes. And so kind of getting his feet wet here a little bit at the varsity level. All of his other varsity minutes have been in garbage time. Collins drives baseline, kicks it out the left side. Off the official, who is part of the playing court. Otherwise, it would have been out of bounds. Buzinski for three. Good. Hits it from the right wing. So a really awkward play there where a bad pass hit the official and stayed in bounds. White drives, lays it up. He's fouled. That's going to be on Colton. That'll be the seventh team foul, I believe, on Wilhelmina. Warriors have six, so both teams be in the 1-1 here the rest of the way. But White will get two first off. Zach Blake going to check back in. He'll either be getting Duncan or Hatch. Sammy White, probably the best free throw shooter on the team percentage-wise this year, misses the first one. So Duncan out. There won't be any criticisms on the bench for him. Missed a couple of shots, but he gave him some good minutes there. Had a good steal to get the first attempt there, and just got influenced a little bit by Milton, rushed his shot a little. Sammy White hits the second one. And the Warriors within six, 28-22, 1:45 to go here in the first half. Gibbons swings it left side to Milton. Milton with Blake on him. Goes high post to Collins. Knocked away by Parr. Collins gets it back at the three-point line. Now on top to Vanacek and back to Milton at the center circle. Milton swings it left side. They hit a popping out Vanacek. Over to Buzinski. Right corner Milton. Milton out to Buzinski. Swings it over to Vanacek and now to Gibbons. Gibbons drives baseline. Pulls up. Double team down there. Ball knocked away. And Blake with a steal. Blake in the open floor, ahead to Nelson. Nelson will take it in, lay it up, and no good, but he's fouled. Jason just couldn't get that ball to come off the rim and drop in. It hung there for a moment and then came off the front side. The foul going to be on Collins, catching the side of Nelson's head. Eighth team foul, second on Collins. Minute 12 left to go in the first half. Nelson to the line to shoot two. Warriors struggling a little bit from the foul line tonight. They've got a couple of misses, and now they've got three misses as Nelson bricks that one off the back rim. Warriors have been a good foul shooting team this year overall. Nelson will have a second one, and Jason's a good foul shooter. Second one misses that also. So a pair of misses, four misses for the Warriors here in a six-point game. Milton swings it right side to Buzinski. Buzinski out on top to Collins. Collins, Parr on him. Goes over to Gibbons on the left wing with White to Milton. Milton, Blake, Dean him up. Milton starts to drive at the top of the key. Pulls up 15 feet, swings it out left side. Vanacek for three, no good. in traffic. Blake saves it into par. Nice job by Zach Blake. Good body control there as he tightroped the baseline. White taking it all the way in, lays it up, and it won't stay. He thought he got fouled. And the rebound pulled out of there by Vanasek. What a nice drive by Sam White, coast to coast there. Just rolled off the backside of the rim. So the Warriors getting a little bad luck here and not able to get into their normal offensive rhythm. A lot of that has to do with Kodiak Yeager not playing. It's hard losing your main inside scoring presence, and Wart on the bench with two fouls. Wart leading scorer in the game with 11. Gibbons out top. They're going to work down for one shot. We're down to 10 seconds. There's a almost steal there. Milton gets it back. He drives, kicks it out. Vanasek for three. Good. So after all that scramble, Vanasek ends up getting a three, and Sam White almost makes a 65-footer off the back of the rim at the buzzer. And so we go into halftime after being tied at 12 after one quarter. The Warriors find themselves down 31-22, getting outscored by 19-10 there in that second quarter. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with some halftime stats for you.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship. Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Halftime here of this West Valley League boys varsity action with the Warriors trailing the Willamina Bulldogs 31-22. Warriors playing very shorthanded tonight. No Kodiak Yeager and no Tommy Jackson. So the two senior posts missing in action tonight. Jackson out with a sore back due to a fall on the Monday game in Dayton. And Kodiak Yeager just sick today, not at school, not able to make it. So tough for the Warriors. Josh Wart, though, played a fantastic first half, had 11 points and 6 boards in the first half. Warriors also got 5 points out of Zach Blake early in the game, and then 3 from Parr, 2 from Nelson, and 1 from Sam White. So the Warriors are going to have to find some more scorers here in the second half. Can't just rely on Josh Wart. And the Warriors missed a number of opportunities. Zach Blake missed 3 or 4 open looks that are high-percentage shots for him, including one in the lane that normally he would knock down. Jason Nelson missed a couple of drives that normally would be baskets for him. Sam White missed a couple of drives that would normally be baskets for him. And so all told, the Warriors, while they're down 9, probably should be right at about an even game if they were playing kind of a normal shooting percentages tonight. And a lot of those are not forced misses. They were open looks that just guys didn't finish their shots, didn't follow through. So we'll see if they can change that in the second half. Willamina was led, very balanced scoring attack, led by Banasek with 7. Gibbons had 6. 5 for Milton, 3, or 4 for Onstott, 3 each for Collins, Buzinski, and Colton. So Warriors have the work cut out for them in the second half, down 9, need to come out strong in the third quarter, but they're playing at a deficit tonight in terms of depth, missing 2 senior posts and having to rely on a little deeper part of their bench than they would normally go in this game. We saw Michael Duncan in the first half, as well as Brian Hatch and Joe McNulty. So 3 guys that haven't seen a lot of varsity playing time this year. All getting playing time in the first half as the Warriors struggling with some depth issues tonight. All right, we're going to take a break for a couple more minutes and be back with the start of the third quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no 2 wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the 3 most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. This is Jeff Clark bringing you Amity Warrior basketball from Amity High School tonight. Home of the Warriors in our newly remodeled gym. At about 45 seconds here before the start of the third quarter, Warriors down 31-22 to a scrappy Willamina Bulldog team, and the Warriors playing shorthanded without Kodiak Yeager or Tommy Jackson tonight. Warriors started Josh Wart in the place of Jackson, or in the place of Yeager. Wart produced with 7 points in the first quarter, 4 in the second, and then picked up his second foul. And Coach Nelson, wanting to save him for the second half, let him ride the bench for about 5.5 minutes there or so. And so he's back in the game now, along with Tyler Parr, Jason Nelson, Sam White, and Zach Blake. For Willamina, they've got Collins, Milton, Vanasek, Gibbons, and Bruckner. Bruckner will bring it up to start the third quarter as Willamina has the ball first on the alternating possession. Right corner to Milton. Milton back to Bruckner. Bruckner works off a high screen and then swings it over to Gibbons on the left wing. Now out on top to Milton. He'll take a 22-footer out there and bury it. Brad Milton with 7 points in the game and makes it a 12-point game. Nelson drives in, gets absolutely hammered by Milton on the baseline. Going for the block, Nelson just hung in the air until he knew he was going to have contact and then went to finish the shot. So Nelson will go to the line to shoot two. First team foul of the half on either team. Second foul on Milton. Nelson's first one good. He was 0 for 2 in the first half from the foul line. Getting back on the right track there with that make. And this one long. So Warriors struggling tonight. And the ball off of Wart and out of bounds. Jason Nelson, 1 for 4 from the line. Josh Wart, 3 for 4. Sam White, 1 for 2. Tyler Parr, 1 for 1. So Warriors, not their normal crisp free throw shooting, and that's hurting them in this 11-point game. Gibbons out on top for 3, no good. Nelson with a long rebound on the right side. Nelson pushes hard up the middle of the floor, still going all the way in. Off balance, got bumped, no call. He ends up in the stairs, but White gets a steal. White fakes, kicks it back out. Parr for 3, fading left, hits it! Tyler Parr squaring up and knocking it down. And the Warriors back within 8. They score 4 straight here. Milton with it by the Warrior head. Out on top to Vanasek. Vanasek swings left side to Bruckner. White on him. Bruckner top of the key now to Milton. Milton starts to drive, backs it out against Blake. Goes to Gibbons. Gibbons on top to Vanasek. Looking inside, swings it to Bruckner instead. Bruckner top of the key. Milton fakes the 3, gets it slapped by Blake, gets it back. Now they go left corner to Gibbons. He goes to Milton in the low post. Milton backs his way down and then goes out the other side on the baseline. Might have got away with a little travel there. Sets it back up to Bruckner. Bruckner with it to Milton. They play catch on the right wing. Milton now squared up on Blake. There's Nelson with an interception on the cross-court pass. Nelson in the open floor takes it in, lays it up, and won't go. Blake puts it up and in on the little alley-oop putback. Nice job by Blake. He knew if he brought it down, Milton would probably contest the shot, so he just caught it in the air and a little tip drill, put it in. Warriors with 6 straight, cut this down to 34-28. Nice job by Jason Nelson. Still having a hard time finishing at the rim, and he's frustrated about that. This is going to be a 30-second timeout, so we will stay right here. 6:10 left to go, third quarter. Warriors down by 6, 34-28. but this was 34-22 just a few moments ago, and the Warriors make a nice little effort on the defensive end. Had a steal by White, steal by Nelson, offensive rebound put back by Zach Blake on that last miss by Nelson. Nelson being very aggressive attacking, just not able to finish at the rim so far this half, or in the first half for that matter. Warriors need to find their rhythm offensively right now, their defense and rebounding keeping them in the game. But their offense needs to come alive here. Tyler Parr showing a little liveliness with his three-pointer, though, and that helped a lot. Warriors deny the inbound. They finally get it into Milton. Make Bruckner work for it. Nelson will find his rhythm by playing better defense and better defense, putting more energy in on that end, and that'll help his offensive game. Vanacek out top to Gibbons, swings it right side to Milton. Milton, now they go down low to Collins. He drives, comes back. His shot blocked, I think, by Parr, and Wart with the rebound. Blake, top of the key, little penetration, up and under, leaves it short, gets it back, puts it up. He's fouled! That's going to be on Collins, I believe. See who they call this on. It is on Vanacek. He and Collins were both there. Vanacek got him. Probably could have called it on either one. Blake will go to the line to shoot two. Zach hasn't been to the line tonight. Buries the first one. Warriors going left to right here in front of me. I'm behind the scorer's table. Kind of halfway between the scorer's table and Coach Nelson there at the end of the Warriors bench. First one good by Blake. He'll have one more. Vanacek out of the game. There's a miss. Wart gets a rebound. Wart takes it up. No, bounce pass to Parr. Parr in traffic. He gets his shot blocked by Onstott. Another rebound for Josh Wart. He avoided getting a foul in traffic there. But a miss by Blake. They go down low. Onstott working on Nelson. Kicks it back out. Now they have it on top to Milton. Milton plays catch with Bruckner. Bruckner, bounce pass to Onstott out by the center circle, swings it right side to Gibbons. Gibbons looking for a cutter, not there. Milton out top, puts up a 22-footer, no good. Rebound tipped by Nelson, and Wart chases it down. He's got 9 boards in this game, folks. Gets it ahead to White. White leaves it for Nelson, fakes the 3, starts to drive, gets knocked to the floor, loses it. Blake gets it back. Blake goes baseline, and he travels. He jumped in the air, came back down. Thought he was going to get fouled, but the officials are letting a lot of body contact go tonight on the drive. 4:58 left in the third quarter. Warriors down 34-29. Scored 7 straight, though, in this game. Should have had more. Missed some opportunities. Milton to Onstott out top. Swings it over to Gibbons. Gibbons wants to drive. White cuts him off. Now he goes in the corner to Milton. Milton drives, starts to drive baseline, backs it out. Out on top to Onstott. Swings it left side to Bruckner. Looking for a cutter. Now they go down low to Onstott. Onstott backs his way in on Parr. Left hand up. Won't stay in. And then Onstott knocks it out of bounds. He laid that up nice and soft. It rolled a 360 around the rim and back out on the far side. Tough miss by Onstott. Warriors will take it with the team rebound as it goes off of Onstott. High post, Wart, backdoor, Blake. Blake hanging in the air, misses the lay-in. He thought he was going to get fouled, I think. Put it up a little strong. Milton in the open floor. Slows down, kicks it out to Gibbons, fakes the 3. Now comes off. Nelson takes him at the top of the key. Gibbons over to Milton. White on him. Now Nelson switches on to Milton. Back in the corner to Gibbons. They go down low to Onstott. There's a reach-in foul on Parr. As he tries to deny the entry pass, came over the right shoulder of Onstott. Colton into the game, and he will replace Bruckner halfway through the third quarter. Bulldogs scored the first 3 points to go up 12. Warriors scored the last 7, and Milton changes that with a 3 from the left corner. He's got 6 in the quarter, 11 in the game. White tries to get it back at the other end, shoots an air ball. Blake saves it into White, or into Wart, to Parr. Parr misses White on the cut. What a save by Zach Blake. Nelson with it. Gives it to Blake. Blake wants to take the 3. Doesn't. Now he drives. Gets in traffic. Kicks it out to White. White won't shoot. Works his way around the top of the key. Now he drives and he's knocked to the floor. He'll have some floor burns on that one. Foul's going to be on Colton. His second. Third team foul on the Bulldogs. 3:27 left to go third quarter. Warriors down 8. Need to get some offense going here. Nelson in the right corner, drives, pulls up, doesn't take the shot, hits White. White will pull up from 15, way strong. Onstott, knocked to the floor by Wart, no call. Milton comes out of there with it. Wart gets lucky there not to pick up his third. Milton swings it right side to Gibbons, lobs down low, Blake helps out. Collins turns, lays it up and in. Parr got caught reaching around the top there, and Collins did a good job of sealing him off. Blake at the other end for three, no good, and Milton with the rebound. Warriors find themselves down 10 after giving up five straight here. Milton slows it down. There's Blake with a steal right at half court. He'll take this one in and lay it up and in. Zach Blake with a nice steal. Milton not happy. He went to the floor, and he's pretty ticked off about that no call, but they've been letting a lot of physicality go. Warriors down 8. Gibbons drives, off balance, tough shot, no good. Nelson high for the rebound in traffic. He comes wheeling out of there with it. Still going, kicks it out in the corner. Blake for three, no good. Wart with the rebound. He backs down on that side. He's bumped, bounce pass to Parr, knocked out of bounds. Wart saves it and saves it back in to Onstott. Onstott, his pass stolen by Blake and laid up and in. Zach Blake with a steal on Onstott. He might have kicked that ball, I thought, but he ends up with the steal, and it's down to a six-point game as we hit the two-minute mark in the third quarter. 39-33 in favor of Willamina. Colton, Milton, 21-footer left side, no good. Wart can't get to it. Onstott with it. He loses it. Blake with the steal. Blake wheeling up the middle of the floor, still going into traffic, lays it up with the left hand and in. Sammy White with the drive and the bucket. And it's a 39-35 game as the Warriors rip off six straight here in the third quarter. Colton with it on the left wing, extended. Now he works on Blake a little, picks up his dribble, bounce pass out high to Onstott. Warriors have really picked up their defensive intensity here in the third quarter. Gibbons, right corner three, good. Nobody got out on him there. That was Wart that got switched onto Gibbons. Gibbons found a little gap there as Wart didn't want to come too far out on him. Warriors back down 7. White with it. Warriors have been giving up too many uncontested three-point shots. That's been their defensive weakness tonight. White with a little drive. Shuffles it to Wart. Knocked away and stolen. Gibbons with it. White harassing him. White knocks it away. Ball's on the floor. And we've got a reach-in foul, I think, called on Blake, as Milton was trying to dig it out. White got the poke away. Ball was loose on the floor. Milton went for it. Blake came in a little late, and they called the foul on him. Second on Blake. Second team foul on the Warriors here in the second half. 55 seconds left to go, third quarter. 42-35. Willamina on top. No Jaeger, no Jackson tonight for the Warriors, meaning a long game for Parr and Warden there. Milton with it. Out by the Warrior head to Gibbons. Gibbons drives, hangs in the side, the foul line, and hits a little 12-footer over Josh Wart. What a shot by True Gibbons, the 5'8 senior. They go baseline to Nelson. Nelson reverse lay, no good. Wart puts it up. He's fouled. Josh Wart with another rebound. He's got 11 boards in the game, but has not scored here in the second half. He has 11 and 11. 30 seconds. Foul is on Collins. That's his third. Fourth team foul on Willamina. Josh Wart will shoot two. First one. Perfect. Wart with four out of five shooting now from the foul line. Gina Battenberg doing the book and the stats. This is, I like Gina, she's pretty remarkable under there. Second one missed by Wart. I don't know how hard, anybody knows how hard that is to do, but Gina doing the book, doing a good job on the book, and then has an iPad in front of her with a stats program so she can tap rebounds and assists and steals and blocks. Great job. And there's an elbow to the head of Blake by Milton. Blake slow to get up. Milton swung the elbow, hit it. Milton right corner three now, no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Blake on the left side away from Onstott. Blake took the elbow right to the forehead. But if they don't call it, you got to play through. Milton giving him a little tap in the chest, telling him that was an accident. Blake with a steal on the inbound. Blake driving right side, leaves it for White. Back to Blake. Blake lays it up. He's fouled. Nice little two-on-one break there, but they got some help from Willamina did as Baczynski hustled down the floor. And I think it was Baczynski with the foul. save the lay-in, though. Nice hustle by the freshman. Bozinski, a 5. Oh, sorry, I had him down as a freshman. 5'8 senior Kyle Bozinski. Blake, first one, good. Warriors will struggle from the foul line tonight. I'm not sure what their percentage is. I'll figure it out after the third quarter here. But it has not been normal free throw shooting for the Warriors. Second one by Blake. This one good also. So that'll help a little bit. That's the end of the third quarter as they heave it from beyond half court. So Warriors were down 9 after 2. They find themselves down 6, 44-38 as we head to the fourth quarter of this low-scoring affair. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors trailing 6 points by 6 here as we head to the fourth quarter, 44-38. Warriors for the game shooting just 59% from the foul line, 10 out of 17 so far tonight. And that is uncharacteristically poor foul shooting for the Warriors. Usually rolling in somewhere closer to a 70-75% clip. And so two or three free throws less than what they probably should have made so far in this game. And they had the right people at the foul line. They've had Nelson, Wart, Blake, and White there. Parr, little dribble drive, leaves it for White on the right wing as we start the fourth quarter with the ball. White working on Colton. Little drive, shovel pass to Wart. Wart into traffic, and Collins did a great job holding his ground. Chest to chest with Wart. Wart should have just taken the little 10-footer when he had it, tried to drive, and missed the air ball. There's a poke away by Blake. Nelson, pass ahead to Blake, can't hang on to it, saves it on the baseline, off of Milton and out of bounds. Great job by Zach Blake. He's a heady player. Great body control there. That was a good pass from Jason Nelson, and it just bobbled in the hands of Blake. And when you're running at full speed, that little bobble's enough to mess you up. There's a lob inbounds to Nelson, and he got a whistle called. And it says Vanisek had the hold on Nelson as Nelson tried to cut to the basket for the alley-oop. Now they go to Nelson in the left corner. Warriors still down 6. Wart, White, left corner 3, no good, and the rebound by Vanisek. Sammy White not able to find that 3-point range so far tonight. He has 3 points in the game, hasn't been able to connect from distance. Gibbons, right side to Colton. Colton on top to Vanisek, swings it left side to Milton. Milton with Blake on him. Took an elbow already once. Milton careful this time not to hit him again. Swing it right side to Colton. Fakes the 3. Nelson on him. Now they try to go to Collins. They go back door to Collins. He chases it down. Wasn't a very good pass. Out on top to Colton. Swings it right side to Gibbons. The cut to Collins, and Parr reaches across and bumps him on the catch. Collins a hard worker. He's about 6'1", probably. Probably about 210 pounds or so, 205, 210 pounds. And just physical, just working all the time, using that upper body strength he has and fighting for position constantly. And they do a good job of trying to feed him on those cuts. High post, Vanisek misses the jumper. Collins with a long rebound, kicks it back out. Milton from a 22-footer, no good. Parr with the rebound to White. Still a 6-point game. Nobody scored here in the first minute, 40 seconds of the third quarter. Parr misses the 3-pointer out top. Gibbons throws it ahead to Colton. He throws up a terrible shot, and it goes in. Off balance, left hand, off the glass, spinning away from Sam White. They call White for the foul, and the ball somehow twists around and rolls in. What an unbelievably difficult shot by Colton. First foul on White. Parr out, McNulty in. Warriors really struggling here offensively to get anything going in the half court. Haven't scored. They've had a number of chances here in the third quarter and just have not been able to score. Missed free throw by Colton. Warriors push the ball up the floor quickly. McNulty to White for three. No good. He had a standalone three-pointer there. Couldn't hit it. Milton with the rebound. Milton working on Blake. Gets past him at half court. Pushes off with the left hand. That's an offensive foul. Nice job by Zach Blake to stay physical. Milton just gave him a shove and sent him flying. That was an easy call. Third foul on Milton. Seventh team foul against the Willamina Bulldogs. You do not shoot 1-1 on an offensive foul, though. So next time on anything except an offensive foul, Warriors will be shooting 1-1. For the last 5:45 here. Blake drives baseline. He's getting pushed the whole way. They don't call it. Instead, they call him out of bounds. He just got ridden out of bounds by Nick Colton, 6'1 junior. Just had a hip on Blake and just rode him out of bounds. Blake only weighs about 140 pounds. Maybe less than that. Tough kid, but he's not very big. White knocks away the ball. Nelson with the steal. Back to White. Corner three. No good. The Warriors just cannot buy an outside shot. What a good look from the left corner by Sam White. Warriors down eight. Defensively, they've done a great job. And Cliff Tony going to take a timeout there as Willamina struggling to get the ball across half court. 5:29 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors trail 46-38 in this low-scoring affair. We're going to take a quick break. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 5:29 left to go in the fourth quarter of this one. Warriors trail by eight. We talked about the fact that Willamina has a track record in their first, 13 games this year of playing low-scoring games, and you can see why. They are a physical team that was patient on the offensive end. They'll work that ball around the outside until they either get a wide open three or they get a pass inside. Milton's inbound pass knocked away by Blake. They'll do it again. This time they'll do it on the Warriors' side of half court. So we've got a little stoppage here. Ron Huber trying to get some clock stuff worked out here. The clock giving him some issues. It should be 5:29, but it says 52.9 seconds. That would be to Willamina's advantage, obviously, if we could take about 4.5 minutes off the clock, but we're not going to. Ron's got it figured out. It's going to be Willamina basketball right here in front of me. Close enough that I can see the back of Milton's neck here clearly. He's going to inbound, gets it in to Gibbons. Gibbons, bounce pass picked off by Wart. Steal by Josh Wart. White weaving through traffic, and we've got a blocking foul called on Gibbons in the open floor as Sam was weaving his way up the floor looking for somebody to pass it to. That'll put White on the line to shoot 1-1. So this is where the Warriors need to get their act together at the foul line, start knocking down some foul shots. 5:24 left to go. Fourth quarter. Warriors down 46-38. They've made a couple of runs here in the second half, but have not been able to get it inside of 5 points. White makes the first one. Sammy, 2 out of 3 from the foul line tonight. He'll have one more. White taking his time. Second one. Perfect. Sam White cuts it down to a 6-point game. Warriors in a little 1-2-2 full court here. First time they've shown a press all game. Get it over to Milton. Milton back to Colton. Throws it ahead to Gibbons just in time to beat the 10-second. Gibbons drives in. Throws a nice little chest pass over to a cutting Vanasek. And Vanasek lays it up and in. That's a great way to break a press right there and end up with a lay-in if you're the Bulldogs. White with it out top. 8-point game again. Low-scoring game. A little burst would be huge in this game. Blake out top for three, squares up and nails it.
Zach Blake drains a 23-footer right in front of Coach Nelson. They get it into Colton. Colton across to Vanasek. He traveled, got away with it. Now they lob right in front of the rim to Colton, and he lays it up and in. Defense not getting back, giving up the easy one, 50-43. White, three-pointer right side, no good. Nelson tips it. He gets shut by Vanasek, and that'll put Nelson on the foul line. Vanasek not happy about it, scrambling for that ball. But he gave a shove. Is that five on him? He pulled out his jersey and headed for the bench. It is. Players know when they've got four fouls. When they rip that jersey out and start walking for the bench, they know. Bruckner going to come back in. Ian Bruckner, outstanding receiver for this Bulldogs football team. Milton, I thought, was the most dominant single football player we saw all year. He was a one-man wrecking crew. There's a miss by Nelson. Wart with the rebound. He's tied up inside. Nelson takes a timeout. Good job by Coach. Josh Wart with another offensive rebound. He's got 12 boards in the game to go with his 12 points. 4:26 left to go. And I think we've got a full timeout taken, so we're going to take a very quick break here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing...
My apologies there. The Warriors came to the sideline and sat down on their bench, which you don't do unless it's a full timeout, but it was only a 30-second timeout. So we'd already gone to commercial when... That became apparent. Warriors ball. Parr in the corner to Nelson. Warriors down seven. Nelson drives, hangs, buries the little 10-footer hanging in the air. Jason Nelson with 5 points in the game. Warriors back in their press, down five. Bruckner throws deep, gets it to Collins, back out to Colton. He resets to Bruckner. 4 minutes to go in this one. 5-point game, 50-45 in favor of Willamina. Bulldogs run a little weave out top with it. Bruckner now center circle. Coach Tony will have them very patient on the offensive end. There's a drive by Gibbons. He lays up the finger roll on the baseline. What a tough shot by Drew Gibbons. He's got 13 in the game. White with a crossover spins and gets hit by Colton in the face. And they mix it up a little bit in there as Colton keeps his arms up and kind of hooks White a little bit. Sammy's going to go to the line to shoot two. That's Colton's third. It's a physical Willamina team. They're going to be in foul trouble a lot this season because of the style of basketball they play. They are constantly banging and banging, scrapping for every loose ball. White hits the free throw. Sammy back in the group there. Missed his first one tonight. It's his last four. Hopefully that doesn't jinx the young man. Sammy with one more. Chance to pull this back to a 5-point game. This one's perfect also. Sammy's a guy who, when they're doing big drills, there's a tip, and Sam White gets a steal off the Blake tip. White penetrates in, leaves it for Nelson. Nelson with the drive, gets hit going up, loses the ball. Bruckner comes down with it. They trap him in the corner. He throws it on the baseline. There's a throw behind him. McNulty with a steal at half court. McNulty to Nelson on the right wing. Warriors need to settle down. It's a 5-point game. Nelson starts to drive, keeps his dribble alive, even though he goes to a knee. Willamina just scrapping all over the place. McNulty fakes the three on the left wing. Now goes down to Nelson on the baseline. Jason back out to Parr. Parr about 26 feet from the basket. Now he's going to take a dribble, pull up, and bury the three! Tyler Parr hits his second three of the half, and Coach Nelson wants a timeout. It's 52-50, 2:57 left to go. In the fourth quarter, this is a full timeout. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:57 left to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors have battled from 12 down here early in the fourth quarter to make this a two-point game, 52-50 with 2:57 left. Warriors being led tonight by Zach Lake with 17. Josh Ward has 12. Sam White has 7 in the game. And Tyler Parr has 9, including a three-pointer right before that timeout after the Warriors get the steal by McNulty. Ward back into the game. McNulty out. They get it into Gibbons. Gibbons, White on him. Makes him work a little bit, just man pressure. White tips it. Gibbons gets it back, now throws down the sideline to Bruckner. He's trapped there. He backs out of it. Working on Nelson. Swings it left side to Colton. Colton working on Nelson. Loses the ball. That should be over and back. It was never touched, and that's the call. Jason Nelson just pounding. Pounding Colton, and Colton lost the ball on the spin move. Nelson never touched it. Coach Tony working one of the officials. He says, hey, I couldn't see it from where I was. That wasn't my call. The other official says, hey, there was no touch there. Nelson just played good defense right in front of us, right in front of the scores table. Nelson clearly did not do anything. 2.5 minutes to go. Warrior ball down two. Parr swings it to Blake. Blake now to Nelson. Nelson pops out on the left side. Looking for Sam White out top. Takes a three. He's hit. No call again. Boy, they've let a lot of contact go in this game. On the three-point shot, Blake was taken out. Sam White just got hit. Now White commits a foul going for a steal. Not a bad foul. We'll give them a chance to set up their defense. Just the fifth team foul on the Warriors. White's second of the game. Milton will inbound right here in front of the scorer's table at half court. Milton looking to trigger it in. Gets it into Gibbons. Gibbons with White on him. Drives up the right side. Gets it across. He's trapped now by Nelson. He throws it to down the sideline. They get it in the corner to Collins. Collins warned on him. Back out on top to Bruckner. Bruckner. White scrambling on him. Bruckner backs it out. 2 minutes to go. Two-point game. Bruckner to Milton. Milton works the right side. Hands off to Gibbons. He traveled! He traveled and got away with it. They said there's a tip. Now Nelson tips the ball out of bounds. That was a terrible no-call there. Gibbons fumbled the ball and took about two or three steps while he was fumbling it. The official missed the call and then said that the ball was tipped, which it was not. Bruckner inbounds out on top to Gibbons. Warriors close to getting the turnover there. Gibbons with the drive. Floater in the lane. He's fouled on the drive. He'll be shooting two or ball out of bounds. Let's see what they say. It is shooting two for Gibbons. Having a little discussion here in front. Coach Nelson wanted to know why that wasn't a travel. Zach thought it was. He's arguing with the official that there was no tip on that. So the foul was on Blake. His third foul, 16 foul on the Warriors. So Gibbons to the line to shoot two. Misses the first one. I'll tell you what, he almost made that shot on the drive after the foul. Gibbons will have one more. 1:46 left to go in this one. It'll be a one-possession game here. The Warriors can get the rebound. And they do. Wart pulls it down. He gets bumped. No call. Gibbons misses a pair. Nelson with it. Warriors down two. He backs it out. Coach Nelson calls out four. Blake with it. High post to Wart. Wart tries to go backdoor to White. White faked him out and backed up. If you're going to make a backdoor cut off the high post, you've got to make the cut. Sammy started to make the cut. Josh was leading him to the basket, and Sam changed his mind. Milton gets it into Bruckner. Bruckner throws a bad pass to Gibbons, but nobody else was anywhere near it, so Gibbons goes and chases it down. Minute 22 to go. Both teams struggling to find a way to score here in the last end of this game here. Bruckner trapped on the sideline, and they call a timeout. Coach Tony calls a timeout. That was going to be close to a five-second call or a turnover on a bad pass, one of the two. Minute 13 to go. This is going to be a full timeout. So we'll take one quick break here. Minute 13, Warriors down 52-50. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. A minute 13 left to go in this West Valley League boys varsity matchup. Your Warriors trailing the Willamina Bulldogs 52-50 here at Amity High School. It's going to be Willamina basketball on the far sideline. The quarterback, Milton, will trigger this in. They do a little high stack up near the center circle, and then they try to isolate down low. They finally get it in to Bruckner. Bruckner working on White. They come out to trap him. He goes down the sideline to Gibbons. Gibbons trapped there now. He dumps it in. It's knocked away by Parr. Picked up by Onstott. Gets it back out to Bruckner. A minute to go. Warriors are going to need to foul here pretty quick to put him on the line. Milton out top. Swings over to playing a little catch out on top there with Colton. Colton dribbles away from pressure. Back out to Milton. Milton back to Milton. Back to Milton. Or to Colton. Colton. Little drive, flips it. White just misses the steal. They go in the corner, and there's the foul by Wart. 35.2 seconds left to go. That will put Bruckner on the line to shoot two. No, to shoot one and one. Excuse me. It's a seventh team foul. Bruckner has not been to the line, has not scored tonight. And we've got a timeout taken by Coach Nelson. Warriors have two timeouts left. Willamina has one left. And this will be a full timeout. Warriors trailing 52-50, 35 seconds left to go versus the Willamina Bulldogs here at Amity High School. We'll be right back.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 35 seconds left to go in this West Valley League boys varsity matchup between your Amity Warriors and the Willamina Bulldogs. Warriors trailing 52-50. Ian Bruckner, the senior, headed to the line to shoot 1-1. They had True Gibbons there just recently, and he went 0-for-2. So we'll see what Bruckner does. On the floor for the Warriors, Wart, Parr, Nelson, Blake, and White. Warriors have struggled from the field tonight, have not shot the ball well. No Kodiak Yeager, no Tommy Jackson. Warriors have had to go a little deeper on the bench and get a little bit more out of Wart and out of Parr. Wart with 12 points, 13 boards. Bruckner makes the first one, rims it in. Not clean, but it still counts. Three-point game. Bruckner a chance to make this a two-possession game. Second one. Bruckner takes his time, eyes it, and buries it. There's the senior leadership for you. Four-point game, two possessions. Warriors need to hurry. Parr brings it up the right side. Gets it to Blake. Blake trapped over there. Dribbles away from it. Comes off the screen. He's hammered. And they're finally going to call a foul. This is not the first time Zach Blake's been taken out tonight. It's the second time. Sam White's been taken out once. Finally, they call this. Warriors should have had at least six more free throw attempts earlier tonight than what they've had. But Blake will go to the line to shoot three. Michael Duncan going to come into the game. Blake hits the first one. Milton and Onstott going to come back in. A couple of seniors that can handle the ball and make good decisions with it. Blake, as you can hear from the crowd, hits the second one. Parr out, Duncan in. So a little more quickness as the Warriors are going to be scrambling. So it's Wart, Blake, White, Duncan, and Nelson on the floor. Warriors trying to get set up for their press here. Assuming Blake's going to make this, and he does. All three of them perfect. It is a one-point game. Blake makes it. They inbound. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Nelson. 24.6 seconds left to go. Milton to inbound on the baseline. They stack it up, and we're going to have a holding foul on White. That's not a bad foul. It's going to put Gibbons on the line. He missed his last two foul shots. Gibbons will go and shoot one and one. 24.6 seconds left. Now Parr coming back into the game. Willemine is shuffling in. Schoenblocker and Collins into the game.
Schoenblocker and Collins into the Bulldogs.
So Gibbons goes to the line to shoot one and one. First one, no good. Wart with a rebound. In traffic. Gets the outlet pass to Blake. 1 point game, 20 seconds to go. Blake working off the top. Fakes to White. Pulls up, shoots the three, no good. Wart with the rebound inside, and he's fouled. Josh Wart should be going to the line here. What'd they call? They call this on Parr? They called the foul on Tyler Parr from behind. Josh Ward had the offensive rebound and was going to take it back up for the basket. They call a foul on Parr from behind. Parr out. And Michael Duncan back in. That'll put Collins on the line to shoot one and one. As you can hear.
Ron, fix the board.
We got some confusion up there about how many team fouls. Ron's getting on it here. It says they got Tyler's number in there. It should be 18 fouls on the Warriors. The foul was on, or 19 fouls on the Warriors, so it's 1-1 still. So Collins will go to the line. He's getting a little interruption to his rhythm here as the official checks to see. And now Coach Nelson takes a timeout. 10.3 seconds left to go. Warriors had a golden opportunity. A loose ball foul called on Tyler Parr prevented Josh Wart from putting the rebound back up and in. Wart with 14 rebounds tonight. Warriors are going to take a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. This is exciting. Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. McMinnville, we'll be back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 10.3 seconds left to go. Fourth quarter. Warriors trailing Willamina 54-53. Haven Collins has been iced as well as Coach Nelson could ice him. Collins will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Official coming back over to check something here. Collins continues to have to stand at the line as the score clock operator and the book talking with the official here. Trying to find out what's going on. So now they're ready. So Collins has been waiting to shoot these free throws for probably about 2 minutes now. Collins, front end of the 1-on-1. Here it comes. Throws it up there, misses it. White with the rebound. Here we go. 10 seconds. White brings it up. We're down to 7. White with the dribble drive. Pulls up. Leaves it for Blake, and it's stolen. He threw it right into the hands of Bruckner. Bruckner dribbles out the clock, and that's it. Final score, 54-53, as Willamina escapes on the turnover. Good play by Bruckner to take away the passing lane, and Sam's pass for Blake picked off, and Bruckner, the senior, dribbles out the clock. He made a couple of big free throws for him down the stretch, and then that's it from here. Final score, Willamina 54 and Amity 53 in a very exciting boys varsity basketball game. Josh Wart and Zach Blake did their job tonight. Wart finished up the game with 12 points and 14 rebounds. Blake had just 5 at halftime, but came out in the third quarter and did quite a bit of damage. Warriors never really able to get their three-point shooting going the way you'd like to see it going tonight. Let's see, Blake had in the second half 7, 9, 12, 15, and so 20 for the game for the senior. Tyler Parr with 9 points. Sam White had 7, and Jason Nelson with 5 for the Warriors. All right, that's it for Warrior basketball for tonight. Next game will be the boys at Horizon Christian this Friday night. Get tip-off should be right around 7 o'clock or 7:30, so make sure you tune back in to either tune in or the KLYC website to hear that action. The girls will not play on Friday as Horizon Christian had to forfeit that game. Do not have a varsity team. Next girls game will be 2:45 on Monday, which is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Be playing in at Corbin University against Blanchette Catholic. Until then, good night, everybody.